And greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson. I have the legendary Mickey Howard on the line with me. Mickey, say hello to the people.
Hey, hi people.
Listen, Mickey, if you don't mind, I could call you Mickey. Is that cool?
Absolutely.
All right, great. You have a wonderful new project out. But before we get to that, let's bring people up to speed with who Mickey Howard is. Did you grow up singing in the church or no?
Well, certainly in the choir, but I didn't really do like a lot of solos or anything like that. And there are so many wonderful singers in the choir. You know, I grew up with my mom in the Caravans and my dad and his brothers, the Pilgrim Jubilees, and always, you know, in church and around music, right. You know, but I didn't necessarily sing gospel.
Okay. Have you ever been interested in singing gospel music?
No. Mm-mm.
All right.
I think the music that I do sing, to me, it is a form of gospel. Because it's truth, and it's singing about, you know, real human emotion, you know?
I mean, you know, we ain't going to beat you over the head because you don't want to sing gospel music. Don't worry about that. I mean, it is what it is. When did you know, like, you could sing and that this was the avenue you was going to take?
Oh, gosh, as young as I can remember being alive, this has always been the desire of my heart, what I wanted to do. I come from a family that everybody sang or did something musical, and my great-grandfather was like an ex-vaudevillian, you know, and I loved it.
Where did you get your love for, like, jazz and soul and all the grooves from?
Well, when I was growing up, my parents were both into music. And everybody black came from the same thing, you know. It wasn't so much like it is now. Everybody came from the South, you know, Memphis, Alabama, and everyone knew each other. You know, like the singers all knew each other. They all went to the different churches, and everybody knew each other. It was just a wonderful community, so I just naturally wanted to do that.
You've done a lot of renditions like This Bitter Earth, and let me tell you, that is one of my favorite songs. Talk about that process, though, of enjoying a song and then making it your own.
Wow, I take a lyric very seriously, and especially when I can identify with what it's saying, or I know someone who has gone through or is going through what it's talking about, and I just want to say it. As if I would say anything, you know,
right.
In my own way.
So with the new album, Mija, which I love, what's one of your favorite songs off the album?
I think I really like Love Walked Away, and I really love Number One Fan.
Do you write and produce any of the music that you do?
Well, I produced this one out of necessity. And I didn't really write anything on here. It was like, you know, just one, like, crazy talking.
Okay. And what was that process like for you? Because that's taking you out of your comfort zone.
Well, you know, I started and then I forget that I was doing it. And I go, I gotta finish that record. Yeah, it was like that.
You've been touring and, you know, performing here and there. How's it going being on the stage?
This is what I do for real. I've been very fortunate and blessed. And, I thank my fans and friends that come to see me and support me. I'm often playing at different city wineries around the country. Mm-hmm. We thank them for bringing a lot of the acts that wouldn't be getting work without them. You know, we thank the city wineries, and we love the festivals and things. So I do a lot of work.
What do you think is different now than when you originally came out? Musically, what do you feel has changed for the better and for the worse?
Wow, you know, it's a young industry. It's only maybe 110 years old, if that.
Uh-huh.
It just goes through different hands. And, you know, people have really taken advantage of artists over the years, you know. But at the same token, we kind of need each other, because doing it as an independent artist has been really difficult. The machine, the record company, did have a point. It's just they needed a better breaking point, you know, where, you know, it's a fairer share.
Right.
I think that needs to change, you know. But as far as music and stuff, music goes with every generation. You know, the generation next always says the one that, you know, next too much, you know, they're doing too much or whatever. Every generation has their own music. It's not to be judged. You know, it's just to be, you know, wow, you know, it defines that generation. I think we should listen to what the kids are saying, you know, and because they're saying what's on their mind. And it's just really wild how overt they are. The girls are talking about sex and the boys are talking about killing each other.
Mm.
And the conversation needs to be had, you know.
They're
telling you, you know, and without, you got to give them freedom of speech. Let them say it, what they, you know, and then you say, wow, we need to address this.
True story. How do you feel about the industry overall? I mean, you know, you come from the big machine yourself and now being independent. How do you feel? Do you feel like you would want to sign a deal with a record label? Or are you embracing the independence to be able to just be Mickey Howard?
Yeah, you just go with the flow. You know, if somebody came along and it's all good and I feel comfortable, I'd love to share this burden because it's really difficult. You know, there's some things you need in the machine, publicity. You need somebody that's thinking about you when you're sleeping. You can't do everything. It's just really hard, you know. Can't book the dates and make the interviews and take the pictures. And you can't do it all. You need,
right.
You know,
right.
This would be a better breaking point, you know. I think it's better with the machine. Breaking point is the money.
Right.
You know,
right.
There needs to be a better fair share.
Mm. Now, do you do better overseas or in the United States?
I'm a very proud United States artist. I'm like literally a person that the United States has been really good to me in terms of selling records and working all the time. The places that I go overseas are, you know, Russia was one I haven't been in a few years, but it was just odd, you know. I would go to Russia and do stuff, you know, and but I don't really do a lot overseas.
Okay.
Literally. I'm a homegrown, homespun, homegirl artist.
Okay. Well, at least, you know, your home is embracing you. It's different if you're a homegirl and they not embracing you.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
So do you have any other aspects, like maybe any more film projects or other independent projects that you're working on?
I'm an artist. I'm always going to be doing something, you know. But I'm also a 52-year-old artist, and it's a winding down for me. I'm doing music that I want to do when I want to do it.
Right.
I work, you know, I do a lot of my performances are really fun. I enjoy my grandchildren. I try to stay here as long as I can and guide my children. You know, I am proud of my children, Brandon, Nicholas, and Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And they're doing stuff that, you know, you may be interested in their future, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah. But I am just happy to be grateful to God, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Because it's rough out here. So we thank you. We really appreciate you. And how can people get in touch with you? You on social media doing your thing?
Oh, my gosh. I love social media. It's like a magazine that's constantly changing and informative and funny and like sitting at a table with a bunch of people from different countries. I love it. So mostly I'm on Instagram, you know, because I like the sweetie pictures. And that's Mickey Vat, MikiThat.
Okay.
And that'll lead you anywhere, other links.
Do you have a website or somewhere people can go to find out where you're going to be?
No. There are like 1,000 websites. I'm telling you. And I, you know, just go to Instagram and find Mickey Vat, and that's me. And
I love you. Mickey, like, look, I'm on Instagram. Now, that's about it. Now, that's where I'm at. That's where I be. Now, this is why we say we are where key players speak, because that is a quote right there. Oh, my goodness. Oh. So it's really you then. So when people are hitting you up, they really getting you then, correct?
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. That's really me.
I love it. I love your voice. I'm glad that you're still in the game. We salute you on Black History Month. Keep going. Keep doing what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mickey Howard. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. You drop another album, come on through and see us. All right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate you, sis.
You too.
You can't.